Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Tuesday, January the 4th. It's National Trivia Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Return Department. You know, periodically they have a sale on returned items. This week there's a broken quiz machine. No questions asked. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
A terrific Tuesday indeed. Currently -3, working our way up to a high of +2 under a mix of sun and clouds, and looking like we're heading back into the deep freeze tomorrow. And National Trivia Day, today's random shout out is to General Knowledge, who always seems to win at Army quiz nights.
General's always right. Well, National Trivia Day celebrates those who accumulate and hoard tidbits of, well, some call it useless, but I call it useful information. The holiday recognizes the collectors of unconnected data, facts, history, and quotes each year. These are the ones who offer these sometimes astounding bits of history when friends and family least expect it. In ancient times, get this, the term trivia was appropriated to mean something very new. Did you know in North America, Trivia Pursuit peaked in 1984? Wow. When consumers bought over 20 million copies of the game. I'm getting all charged up for the Tuesday night trivia contest. Last week, topic was astronomy, and I came second in the quiz. But fortunately, I got a constellation prize.
Oh, no.
And winter's really being delayed. The geese are taking their time flying south. Yesterday, I saw them flying in a V formation again. I guess they're practicing, or maybe they're getting ready to head out. But I noticed one line is longer than the other. Do you know why that is?
Why is that?
There are more birds on that side.
Oh, boy. I mean, you're right.
Would it be inappropriate to tell you to flock off at this point?
And with the recording half
on. Oh, well done. You know, sometimes the easiest answer is the correct one. Well, it is time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are you listening to today? Oh, first, I got a trivia for you. What genre are national anthems?
What genre national? Okay, I don't know.
Country.
Oh, Lord. Again, true.
Hey, I'm jumping in from the wind tunnel here to let everybody know that Trivia Pursuit can be very country-based, because we were in Australia and we were playing their Trivia Pursuit, and to my shock and horror, all the questions were related to who is the first Prime Minister of Australia, and then all the musical groups were like Split Enz and all these other, you know, AC/DC, anybody that was down south, down under. So talk about extra challenge when you have no context on any of these games.
This is trivia.
Trivial Pursuit on National Trivia Day. Well done, sir.
I have a question for you guys. A trivia question, as it were. Who was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And for bonus points, when?
Diana Ross.
No. Aretha Franklin?
Yeah. Wow, Ventura!
Ventura, well done.
Well, that was my next guess, but I thought Diana Ross was sort of more pop culture and was probably more accessible, so that's why I leaned towards that direction.
Yes, and do you know Ventura when she was inducted? No?
She was inducted
in 1987. So not bad, because it just started out in 1983, but I feel like they could have inducted her before that, because I mean...
4 years?
I know. And she was the first woman. There was not like there was another woman before her, so it took a long time for them to even acknowledge that women existed in rock and roll. And we all know it was a woman who actually started rock and roll, but we won't go there. So anyway, that being said, I went down the Aretha Franklin rabbit hole yesterday. And it was actually January, I think it's the same, it was January 3rd, 1987, so it would have been on yesterday's date. That would have been the anniversary of her induction. And I went down the rabbit hole, and I don't think many of us truly understand what this woman did for music. not only writing her own, composing her own, supporting others, performing all the songs that she redid and did better than whoever did them before. I mean, she was truly incredible. But what I think I admire most about Aretha, because for me it's about the feeling, right? She didn't sing a song that she didn't mean. She just did not sing a song that she didn't mean. And, you know, so you can pick any Aretha song and listen to it and get something out of it and feel something. And really, that's what music is, right? It's about the feeling. But the one I picked today is a deep cut that I had never heard before, because I went down the rabbit hole, so that meant I just kept listening and listening and listening. And it's a song called Get It Right, and this is dedicated to our provincial and federal governments, and maybe every federal government around the world at this time. And it starts like this. Let's get this thing to working. There is no reason to wait. The time is now to start. We all could use the change. God knows we could use it. That's me adding to that. Hey, from right now on till the dawn, we're going to carry on. We won't stop, not until we get it right. Out to be on the one. It's not over till it's done. It's going to be so good when we get it right. So let's listen to Aretha. If we can't listen to the people, we can't listen to the scientists and the doctors and the teachers, let's listen to Aretha. Let's get this thing working. Let's keep going. Let's get it right. So that is dedicated to the governments around the world and to people that are still wearing their masks under their chin and below their nose. That is my soapbox for today, people.
I love that. And I think the rule of thumb is if you change lyrics or add on, you actually have to sing it so we know what it sounds like.
Missing Aretha. No, thank you. No, thank you. But yeah, what a talent. What a truly enormous. And this is a woman that had her first child at 12 years old.
Right.
Like, man, anyway, I'm always astounded by people who just have that talent, but have the will to share it with the world. So let's get it right, people. And I'm out.
What a woman, what a talent, what a song. I loved her in the Blues Brothers, and another great song, Think, is excellent.
That's right, enough for our leaders.
Could be a twofer day here on The Wise Guys and Girl. Let's get to Ventures with Venturo. All right, Venturo, yesterday I did set my positive expectations. Got me started for the week. What's on for today?
You know, in keeping with today, I'm just going to share some tech trivia with you guys, right? And this sound should ring a bell.
Oh.
That's the old school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a modem. Mark, yeah, that's the dial-up, man. And guys, did you know that as of 2017, over 2.1 million people are still using AOL dial-up service?
AOL?
Yeah.
AOL?
Crazy, right?
Who is using AOL?
It's mainly customers in rural America. High-speed internet is very, very expensive. Meanwhile, dial-up is only $20 per month.
Oh, wait, AOL still exists in reality.
In reality. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Well, I guess they're still trying to get on. They haven't even gotten on yet. They're still trying to log on to wish somebody Happy New Year 4 years later.
Do you know that when you're computer, you actually blink about 7 times per minute instead of about 20 times when you're reading a book?
Interesting.
Yeah. That's why people tend to get dry eyes if they sit around the computers for long periods of time. And the final one for you guys, did you know that the QWERTY keyboard was actually designed to slow people down when they're typing? Because the original typewriters, if you typed really, really quickly, the key would stick. So they came up with a scheme to space out keys that were used commonly so that you would slow down your speed to prevent the sticking from happening.
Mm.
So, yeah. I'll leave you with those fun facts, guys. Meaningless fun facts, but that's it from Ventures with Venturo.
I just happen to have one of those original typewriters in my office. I'm going to test it out. Mind you, every key sticks on this one.
What slowed me down was waiting for the liquid paper to dry.
Oh, that used to be the worst.
Trying to erase the mistake so my typing teacher didn't realize that the type over, you know, because you got a deduction for every one that you got wrong. So we all used to, like, back it up and then just do this gentle erase, hoping that she wouldn't notice that we typed another letter over the spot that, you know, still had a little bit of pink eraser on it.
My favorite still is the Wizzles dot matrix, the paper. You have to slide off. So satisfying.
It was, the deduction was pretty harsh. It was like 10 words per minute they would take off.
Yeah.
I know.
It was hard.
I typed at minus 30.
How could you misspell B, 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 B?
You know, there's this funny running joke between me and my wife. So in Jamaica, we would do the external exams, what called CXC. So I did typewriting. I got a grade 1, right? And she got a grade 2. And I can't type to save my life, but I was pretty accurate, right? I wasn't quick, but I was accurate.
Excellent. No full marks, no deductions. Well done. All right. It is Tuesday. Time for Tuesday's trivia.
Yeah, you know, speaking of trivia and all things like that, this whole lockdown Christmas, we've done nothing but play games, you know, and one of the penultimate games that we got, I don't know if you remember the Family Feud TV game. Well, we actually got the board game version of that. And, you know, everybody was stumped on the whole trivia about whereabouts is Timbuktu. And then finally, I was able to solve it for the, you know, the win. Is between Timbuktu 1 and Timbuktu 3.
Oh, God.
That could have been a lot worse, sir.
Where's the wind tunnel? Where's the wind tunnel?
All right, everyone. Well, that's it for us. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.